Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. And with us this morning is a Worth County native and Luke Andrews, who is currently on tour with the Christian rock band Ledger. And Luke, first of all, let's just talk a little bit about your background. And I know it's been a busy couple weeks being on this tour, but growing up in Worth County, and I know you come from a very musical family, and just talk about the influences you had at home and getting where you are now as a guitarist with Ledger.
Yeah, well, I definitely grew up in Grant City, Missouri, and grew up on a little farm out about a mile from Iowa. And, as far as musical influence and stuff, obviously it's a pretty rural part of Missouri, but that didn't stop my grandpa from playing a whole lot of jazz music in the house. And I also remember growing up, not a lot of people know this, but my dad is actually a great piano player. And I remember him always playing Autumn Leaves and all sorts of stuff. And then also, my grandpa playing some jazz, too. So, yes, it's pretty good.
And just you're interested in the guitar. How'd you become interested in playing the guitar?
So, this is, do you remember a game that came out a few years ago? It's called Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah. That was big at the time and probably still is, I think.
Yeah. So, funny enough, I actually remember playing that game and really getting into it, and one thing led to another, and I was like, you know what, I kind of want to start playing guitar. So, for Christmas one time, I was fortunate enough to actually get a little starter guitar and kind of never put it down. So, yeah.
And again, we're talking with Luke Andrews, again, a Grant City native in Worth County. And Luke, let's just kind of transition from learning how to play the guitar to where you're at right now. Again, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, a guitarist in the Christian rock band Ledger, and playing in front of some packed houses and some big arenas around the nation. But how did you get from Grant City to right now where you're playing in front of such large crowds?
Yeah, well, there's definitely been a lot of cars, tour buses, and planes, but the main thing is it doesn't really make sense coming from none of my family, or we don't have any friends in the music industry, and it's kind of pretty daunting because in Nashville you have, you know, some of the best musicians and just great people in there. Didn't know any of those people, but really just loved playing guitar. And it's one of those things that I really can't take any credit for whatsoever, because I just remember enjoying playing with my grandpa, playing in my room, going to the senior center actually in Grant City, and just playing some country tunes with those guys. But I do remember, I don't know how I got here, but I do know the prayers that I prayed. And it's one of those things that I just remember praying, you know, like, God, I don't really know if I want to go to college. I don't know what I want to do, but I do know that I want to follow whatever you have for me. So then I remember kind of straight out of high school, and I did some tours, you know, before, some smaller tours, you know, as a teenager. But it was one of those things that as soon as I kind of just prayed that prayer and said, God, do you want me to go to college? Let's go. Let's do it. God, if you want me to play guitar and just do this total different career choice than a lot of other people would do, let's do it. So, yeah. So, I think it's one of those things that he just made a way, and didn't, just door after door has opened. And ever since then, I've been out with about 9 different bands and a bunch of pretty famous country artists. And now I'm fortunate enough to be playing, you know, in the Wells Fargo Arena, in Des Moines, playing some Christian music for, some Iowans. So, and then some Missourians tomorrow.
As far as high school, what year did you graduate from Worth County High School?
Graduated in 2015. Sorry if you hear some music. I'm actually backstage right now, and we always got to check the speakers before the show. But 2015.
And making the transition from maybe backing up for some country artists, you might tell us a little bit about some of the country artists you backed up, and then making the transition to Christian rock some of the things that transpired to make that transition for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I moved to Nashville, and of course, what's Nashville known for? Some amazing country music. So I went out there and actually went out there with a Christian band, but ended up getting then toured with a bunch of other Christian bands, and then got a phone call from a buddy of mine to go out guitar teching on a tour through Canada with kind of an older country artist named Terry Clark. So I went out with her for a bit and really kind of got a grasp about what country music about and just how it's like such, it's like America's genre of music. So then I did that for about a year. Then I got a call from Sugarland. I worked with them for just real quick before I got a call from a guy named Brett Eldridge, who I toured all across America and Canada and kind of all over the place with him all summer. And then, I was out with him and had a really great time with those guys, great dudes. And ended up getting a call from a friend I met maybe 4 years ago on the road who needed a guitar player for this Christian rock band. And honestly, that's kind of where my heart's at. So went ahead and just bit the bullet and said, you know what, I'm going to go out and play guitar for this Christian rock band. So, and that's where I'm at currently.
And with the group Ledger, I think led by Jen Ledger, who was with Skillet, and been playing some of arenas with Skillet, and now right now I understand as part of a Winterfest tour going around, as the time of this interview is Friday afternoon, getting ready for a performance Friday night in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Center. You're in Kansas City on Saturday with the Sprint Center, and then St. Louis on Sunday. So playing some huge arenas around the country, and just talk a little bit about this current tour and how that's been to play in such large arenas and in front of sold out crowds.
Well, man, John, it's, I think a lot of us, when we think about touring, and I know before I jumped into it, I thought, you know, I've watched all the 80s music videos of what, you know, you think motorcycles and crazy stuff going on backstage. But honestly, man, it's, you know, it's still pretty cool backstage, but it's really not as crazy as it, the stories and stuff that we've all heard. So it's pretty professional, but, you remember when you went on your second grade field trip? You remember that? How excited you were, and you're like, yo, second grade, we're going to go out for a whole day, and it's going to be so fun with all my best friends. Well, it's just like that, but instead of a school bus, you're on a tour bus with some bunks and some great people with your best friends. But it's not for one day. It's for 3 months, and there's great food. Sometimes there's massages. It's a great time. It's always really exciting, but as far as the crowds go, when you're playing in front of thousands and sometimes 15,000 people, you really, it's kind of hard to, you know, the lights are pretty bright. It's kind of hard to see past the first 20 or so rows. So it's like, I mean, I still try to make eye contact with the people way in the back and everything, but it's kind of, you know, I was pretty nervous at first, but it's pretty easy just to think of it as like a small show because you can't really see all the way back sometimes, you know?
You might, for those who, and I'm sure most of our listeners haven't had a chance to be on stage and perform in a setting such as that, just talk about the feeling when you can tell that crowd's with you and into everything that you're doing, and just the type of, when you're performing like that and getting that feedback from the crowd, what's that like for you?
Oh man, it's always a pretty big boost of encouragement. I mean, I know not all of us have played, you know, maybe big stages like this, but I mean, if you have any experience in school concert band or marching band or even playing football on the crowd, you know, you can hear the crowd chanting and you're going to get pumped up. But each show is different because, you know, America, as it is, it's kind of every state kind of has its own thing a little bit, you know? So we'll go down south, and they tend to get a bit rowdy sometimes. Honestly, we did a show in Mobile, Alabama, and, you know, I just saw out in the crowd, I didn't see a lot of phone screens, you know, just like recording you, but I did see a bunch of eye contact and a lot of jumping around, which, when I see that, that just encourages me. Of like, okay, they get it. I just get pumped up to just really go for it. So that's cool. But then you know, sometimes we'll get, you know, on the West Coast or, you know, closer to the East Coast, and you'll see a lot more phone screens out, and, which is also so good, too. I mean, my whole thing with it is I think a lot of people right now look at their phone a little bit too much than looking in people's eyes. So I don't think there's anything wrong with capturing a moment on your phone and saving it for later, you know, just a minute. But I think there might be a problem if people are just really looking and recording, you know, not experiencing what's in front of them. But fortunately, I've not really had an issue with that. A lot of people kind of get into it and have a good time. But we'll see. Hopefully Des Moines and Kansas City and St. Louis are the same.
Now, do you see a difference in the crowd reaction in the region of the country that you go through? Again, being able to tour throughout the country, is there a regional difference in how the crowds react?
Yes, yes. So some regions of the country are more remote than others. Some regions of the country attract, just because of population or whatever it may be. Like Chicago, you have Los Angeles, New York is one. That you have a lot of artists coming through, so people are a little bit more not as excited because, you know, they get these shows coming through all the time. But, I mean, you have fans everywhere that are into it. But when you come through, I mean, there's a place that country bands, rock bands, Christian bands, everyone agrees that there is a city that if you go to it's Columbus, Ohio. If you go to Columbus, Ohio, for whatever reason, those people they get it, and they really jump in. And you don't see a lot of phones, and you just got to see a lot of eye contact and seeing people singing along, and it's great. Not to say that, you know, playing Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles, you don't get that experience. But, yeah, I do definitely see a really big difference in the crowds, whatever region it is.
Again, as I mentioned, you're working your way through the Midwest right now this past weekend in the immediate area. I imagine this is a chance, too, where you can perform in front of a lot of your family and friends.
Yeah, I've actually got a good buddy from high school named Josh Warner coming to this show in Des Moines. So it'll be good to see him. Then tomorrow I've got some friends and family coming down, my parents, to the Sprint Center in Kansas City. And I think there's going to be some more family in St. Louis. So it's always good coming through, and because I'm in Nashville, so I don't get to really see everybody all the time. But it's good coming through somewhat close. And you know, sometimes it works out where people's schedules can come out and get to hang out a little bit. But, yeah, it's always exciting. That's when you get really nervous, when you're in front of your friends and family.
I bet so. Luke, might tell us about where you're headed next as far as this tour again, in the middle of a huge tour around the country and making your way through the Midwest now. Where's this tour taking in the next few weeks?
So the next few weeks go out to Sprint Center tomorrow. The day after that, we got a Enterprise Center in St. Louis. You know what, John? It's pretty easy just to just jump on the bus and not where you're going. But there's a scene from the movie Cars. Mater said it, and I just love this quote. Mater says, he's like, I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. So it's pretty easy to slip in that mindset, though, that I don't want to. So I know where I'm at this week. I know I'm going to be playing Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida next week. I think we're going to go to, I know we got New Orleans, I think Birmingham, Alabama, a couple other next week. But, I mean, there's like 35 shows left on this tour, so it's kind of hard to remember all of them.
Now, again, but, on tour now, but I think you mentioned that you call Nashville home. How's it like to live in Nashville from Grant City?
Oh, man, it's really cool. I mean, obviously, I don't have any family in Nashville, so it was kind of hard, you know, planting roots down in Nashville just because I love my family. But I've been fortunate enough to have a church family, actually. Most churches are on Sundays. I'm gone every weekend because, you know, people go to shows on the weekend, so promoters tend to book shows on the weekend. That's just how it is. So I'm usually back in Nashville about every Monday and Tuesday, and it's called like the and so is most people in the music industry. So there's a church in Nashville called The Belonging, and it's for musicians. Anybody can go, but it's just kind of started for musicians. So I started going to that, and it's on Tuesday nights, and I'm home every Tuesday for the most part, unless we're doing, you know, like California or something. It's kind of hard to get back to Nashville. So through that, I've actually been able to make some amazing friends and that feel like family, and I call them my family. But yeah, this has been a huge blessing in my life. And that's another thing. I mean, if you move out of your hometown and you're having a hard time finding your people, that's the best thing about church. There's a whole lot of them. If you don't like one, go to another. There's one like every block, and especially like in the Bible Belt. So.
All right. Well,
it was hard at first, but it's been easy.
All right. Well, Luke, I certainly appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot coming up here with a performance this evening at the time of this taping, which is on Friday afternoon. And, of course, being from Grant City, it's been great to have an opportunity to let you fill in our area of listeners that know of you. And I know certainly know of your dad, Alan Andrews, the state representative in District 1 here in the state of Missouri. And it's been great having you on our program this morning.
Hey, yeah, John, it was great talking to you, and hope you the best. And, yeah, thanks for talking, man.
Again, that is Luke Andrews, who's currently a guitarist for the Christian rock band Ledger, as he's performing on a tour right now going through the Midwest. And it's been a pleasure to have him on our morning conversation. I'm John Coffey, and, again, that's your morning conversation.